Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. Eric Cargiolotto is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Eric is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, founding partner of Smash Labs, author of Speak Human. He is one of our online experts, and especially in the area of helping you create content and distribution channels to reach out and touch and connect with customers and get them to love, so you can love them up and let them love you up right back. Eric Cargiolotto, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you back. Eric, one of the things, I've paid for a lot of technology in my life, and I've bought a lot of web development, and I'm talking a lot. And one of the things I always have to do whenever I'm dealing with developers, I always have to be the customer's advocate. I always have to say, you know, and it's almost a good thing that I don't know anything about HTML, because I keep coming back to, okay, but what's the user going to experience? Show me what, you know, show me what's the interface going to look like? I know what the customer expectation is. How are they going to find that? How is that going to be fulfilled with what you're developing? What do you think?
Well, that's critical to building any kind of piece of engagement, I suppose, with your customers, or for that matter, with anyone. The curious part of how most of us build our marketing is that we go into it kind of like going into a really crummy relationship where all we want to talk about is ourselves, and we don't think about what it's like for the other person.
Right.
So we end up with websites with a really big logo, but things that don't actually respond to what our customers
are. Or a huge honking cliche picture that means nothing but takes up the top half of the website.
Exactly.
I hate those.
Bizarre that. I think you have to put yourself in that spot of going, okay, so I'm a customer right now, and then turn off owning your business for a moment, and then go, I'm a customer, and I need to do this. How would I do this on this website? And be honest with yourself as to whether that would actually work, or whether at the end you'd be angry with these people.
Right.
And I think a lot of people just don't do that. They don't ask those questions of what is the user experience like.
Well, that's exactly right. And what is the one of the things that I started telling people years ago, 5, 6, 7 years ago, was never ask a customer to use your technology unless there's something in it for them. What do you think?
Precisely. Yeah, I think it's this notion of starting with the customer and working backwards is, in my mind, really important to building things that are useful. And that may be on your website. It may be a matter of, I don't know, if for example, you are the restaurant, there's a Thai restaurant down the street that I like to order food from because I just would rather not cook. They're great, but they make me run through all this crap to get to their menu and their phone number.
Yeah.
And all I want is to find your food and call you so you can bring it to me.
Right.
You've got to waste my time with
right.
a song and pictures and all this crap. How do we get our marketing junk out of the way and just help mm-hmm. our customers?
Well, that's what I've said before, is you go to a website that sells socks and you can't find a place that says, here, buy socks here. Click here to buy socks. You know, you can't find it. And so, folks, you got to be able to do that. Now, the thing is, Eric, is for years, what we were just talking about was the only thing you could talk about. But now we have lots of other platforms that you have to pay attention to this. We have mobile platforms. We have social media platforms. We have push technology, things that you're sending out to people. People are giving you permission to follow them home. We have all of this new capability. So the discipline and the focus on the customer interface, what the customer sees, is ramped up and it's on steroids now, isn't it?
It really is. There are so many ways that you're engaging with your audience, and I think that could almost become overwhelming. You could go, there are so many things to do. How the hell do I keep any of this straight? I think you almost have to pull it back and almost forget the technology and respect and think of it solely from a big picture human experience of how people engage with your company. And a great example of that in my mind is I'm a bit of a junkie for Richard Branson. I think he has a great way of packaging different insights and ideas. And then he talks about the notion that, you know, although Virgin is an ideas company, that where they really shine is in their attention to detail.
Yeah.
And it's curious because we do all these weird things, like we smack our logo on top of things and we beg people for business and we act like lunatics when we want to get their attention. And then once we get their attention, it's almost like we forget about
right.
them. And, you know, it's that spot of being in a restaurant that's begged you to come in, and then you come in and the wait staff is really crummy to you.
But
and
that's what you. But that's what he's doing. What you like about him is authenticity.
And what you
just described is being unauthentic, and that's not going to work going forward, is it?
No, it's. I don't know. We've got a lot of choices. We don't have to accept crappy customer
right.
support, and
right.
and why should we? You know, it would. Those are hard-earned dollars. Why shouldn't we have at least a respectful experience, but better yet, one that is respectful of us? And I don't know, everyone wants to feel like they're wanted somehow or they're cared for. And
right.
if we're spending a lot of money, shouldn't that kind of come with the territory?
And this is the new level of customer expectation. This is something that a lot of people are still kind of tin-eared about. They're still kind of obtuse about, aren't they, Eric? What is the new customer expectation? And it's completely different than it was even 5 years ago, isn't it?
I never entirely know. Like, in principle, I want to completely agree with you. On another level, I think, is it that we just lost something with the commodification of all experience? When the Walmartification of business, where cost drove everything,
mm-hmm.
so we would accept crummier things. And is it that we've reached a spot where, you know, personally, I won't walk into a Walmart. I don't want that experience. I'd rather go to a local grocer or a local shop.
Right.
To me, that extra cost means that I deal with people who actually will say
you're
hello
willing to
me.
Pay for authenticity.
Definitely, and there's a value to that.
Mm-hmm. And see, this is what small business owners have to get in their heads, Eric, because what they try to do is be authentic and hold the price down to Walmart prices, and that won't work. Folks, Eric just told you there are people who are willing to pay for authenticity for the way you are, but now the thing you have to realize is that's not everybody. The good news is, as a small business, you don't have to have everybody, just the ones who are willing to pay, like Eric and me. 20 till, I should say 20 after the hour. I'm on the wrong side of the clock. 20 after the hour, I'm Jim Blassingham, Eric Cargiolotto, and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.